3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The 12 King Pimp Commandments. It's Pimp Gator. Peep the jewels. King Pimp's been here for years, representing. There's rules to this shit. I'll break down a lesson step by step, like a booklet for you to sweat and try to apply to make yourself fly. Number one, must be strong in mind and spirit. When idiots talk inferior shit, brush it off when you hear it, never fear it. Don't put a knife to a broad, cause the penis is mightier than the sword. Peep the metaphor, you'll find more. Cats invaded your crib with nickel-plated 38s, imitating Satan, you wouldn't be intimidated. You must play past the devil's trickery, prison liquor and hits of aid, nicotine and chicks of VD. Number two, must control 7 or 8 cunts at once, a freak for each day of the week. The eighth is a lottery stunt. Must handle them with cleverness, kindness, shrewdness, intelligence, but never with an iron fist. Number three, only fuck with a bitch when you're both clicking. Sparrows don't fly with eagles, peacocks can't strut with chickens. Four, must withstand all criticism, cause a man whose wife is getting pimped doesn't understand her sipping jism. It's a profitable business, he'll rationalize it through cynicism that it's wrong, but it isn't. Number five, never let a female be equal with you. Equal rights are fantasy, it will come back to normal soon. Refuse to have oral sex with your woman unless you choose. Do not, except if you do me, I'll do you. She was put on earth to serve men. She may enjoy a cunt lick, but deep down she'll lose respect for you then. Only animals you see licking sex organs are dogs and cats. Females know during that period cunts are filthy like rats. Six, you'll use violence and self-defense to protect yourself, friends, family, women, and what you possess. Number seven, never strike a bitch with a pipe or a knife. Only strike them to shock them back to reality light. Toss a bottle at her, hit her with a golf club, break a mirror over her head, but never make her draw blood. You can start flipping, gripping her like a victim, but never start hitting. This is called the King Pimp's whipping. Number eight, since cleanliness is next to godliness, you must keep your hygiene clean regardless. A shower a day will do, and keep your physical being in the best condition possible it could be in. Number nine, you're never stingy, greedy, thrifty, or cheap. When it comes to you and your peeps, you owe yourself the best treats. Number ten, never sweat when a bitch leaves you, knowing the story of a man's life's a bitch coming and one going. They come better the next time, they only make room for a higher grade bitch. The next one is always a better kind. 11, you're only expecting to keep a woman a term of 4 years unless you're fortunate enough to get reelected. And if she leaves before her term is up, she faked it, cause she wasn't ready for a king pimp anyway, kid. Let her fuck with the other 51 pimp types, they're better for her. Welfare pimp, blind pimp, dumb pimp, etc. 12, there's leaders and followers. A king pimp never follows a hollow-headed dick swallower, or a trick equipped with a wallet full of dollars. Even a scholar of Kabbalah doesn't get followed. The only one that got it like that solid is God, kid, cause he's brolic, he understands every topic on how a pimp rocks shit. Follow these rules, you'll have mad D cups and A cups, bitches running around butt naked with pretty makeup. The respect these bitches will have for you will be sacred. Slut, pay up, I'll put your fucking head in the toilet. Wake up. The 12 King Pimp Commandments. No doubt. Respect it. It's Pimp Gator. All you pimps all over the earth, rock with this.